نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, in discussing the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Mubarak blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are also discussing the marriage life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole purpose of talking about the marriage lives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to know our spiritual mothers, the Mubarak wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are our mothers. We have a haqq and the right to know them. And only when we know of the high lofty position, then we understand the real purity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose such pure wives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That will increase our love for the Ahl Bayt, for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for the wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And besides that, in the course of that, we will also come to learn certain adab, certain etiquettes of marriage, and what are the things that play the most important role in a marital life. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, تُلْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعٍ لِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَاسْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ. A person would get married to a woman generally for four reasons. It's either the woman is very, very rich and wealthy, and the person feels that he is going to get married to her, he will also benefit from her wealth. Or maybe she comes from a very high status and a high respectable family in the community. The person would get married to her thinking that he would also earn that respect and honor. Or maybe she is a very beautiful woman, so he wishes to get married to her to enjoy her beauty. Or you get married to her because of her deen, her taqwa, her piety, her Allah consciousness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, فَاسْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. The person who gets married to a woman because of her taqwa, because of her piety, indeed that person is successful. It is a taqwa that is in a woman that plays a most important, crucial role in a marriage. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, أَيُّمَا مَرْ إِمْرَاتٍ مَاتَتْ وَزَوْجُهَا عَنْهَا رَاضٍ دَخَلَتِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a woman passes away and her husband is happy with her, how she conducted herself in life, how obedient she was, how Allah conscious she was, how she made life comfortable for the husband. After she passes away, the husband thinks about the ni'mats and the bounties of the wife. Because the husband is happy, Allah will give the wife Jannah and Paradise. And in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported or mentioned, Al-mar'atu idha sallat khamsaha وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَأَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ بَعْلَهَا. Four qualities in a woman. She performs the five daily salah. When the month of Ramadan comes in, she fasts in the month of Ramadan. She looks after her chastity and she is obedient to her husband. What her husband tells her to do, she does. Obviously, in conformity with the Sharia. فَلْيَدْخُلْ مِنْ أَيَّ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شَاءَتْ. Such a woman, when she passes away, she may enter from any door of Jannah that she chooses and she wishes to enter through. So Allah give the tawfiq and hidayat through this program of the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn many adabs, many etiquettes of marriage as well. One of the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name was Hind. Her father's name was Abu Umayyah Qurashi. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to her cousin, Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha and Umm Abu Salma, both of them accepted Islam in the initial stages of Islam, and both of them, during the height of the oppression and persecution in Makkah Mukarramah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, tafarraqu fil ard, dispersed on various parts of the world, different parts on earth, where some Sahaba made hijrat to Abyssinia, to Habasha, Salma, Abu Salma also made hijrat and went away to Habasha and stayed there for some time. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, Abu Salma, Salma radiallahu anhuma, both of them made hijrat and came to Madinatul Munawwara. The first husband of Salma, Abu Salma, is a Badri Sahabi. He took part in the Battle of Badr, thus earning a very lofty position in Islam. He is also a Sahabi that took part in the Battle of Uhud. After the Battle of Uhud, in the fourth year after Hijri, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Abu Salma as an Amir for a particular expedition. He got wounded in that expedition, and when he came to Medina Munawwara, approximately 29 days after that, he had passed away. Salma radiallahu ta'ala says, one day, my husband Abu Salama, he came to the house very, very happy, very with a good mood. He tells to Salma, today I heard one dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, that when a person is in difficulty, hardship, he should make this dua. And the dua is, Allahumma ahtasib musibati hadihi. Oh Allah, in this difficulty, in this hardship, I seek your pleasure, I seek your reward. Allahumma ukhlufni fiha bi khayrim minha. Oh Allah, I ask you to depute me with something better than this. Say this dua, Abu Salma taught me. He heard it from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in my difficulty, in the time of grieving upon the demise of Abu Salma, I made this dua, Allahumma ukhlufni fiha bi khayrim minha. Allah grant me a better deputy, something better in place of this. But I always wondered that Abu Salma was such a wonderful husband, where would I get somebody better than Abu Salma? Not knowing what was in her taqdeer. Not knowing what Allah had destined for her. After she finished off her iddat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed for Salma. She didn't yet accept the proposal. She presented three excuses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, O Prophet of Allah, first and foremost, I'm of age. I'm not a young person. I'm of age. Second, I've got my own children. I have to pay attention to them. And third, I'm a ghayur woman. The word ghayur, loosely translated, that I'm a very possessive woman, or rather, in some instance, sensitive. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that as far as age is concerned, I'm also of age. Children, your children are my children. And indeed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated the children of Salma just like his children. In Tirmidhi Sharif, second volume, there's in Kitabul At'ima, there's a hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to nurture the children of the Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told to the son of Salma, Kul bi aminik, teaching him adab and etiquettes of eating, eat with your right hand, And kul bi bismillah, take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala before eating. Wa kul mimma yalik, and eat from that which is close to you. From this we understand that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi took the children of Umm Salma to be like his own children, and he nurtured the children of Umm Salma. The third thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi mentioned, as far as you being a ghayur person, possessive or sensitive person, I will make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah will remove that from you. So she was very, very fortunate to be in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from among the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, when Umm Salma got married, then I envied the beauty of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. One outstanding quality of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was her intelligence. On the feet, making quick decisions, correct, proper, appropriate decisions. She was known for that, and this intelligence, amazing intelligence of Umm Salma became exhibited during Sulh Hudaybiyah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted all the terms and conditions of the kuffar against the will of the sahaba. He signed the peace treaty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam now told the sahaba, come out from your people's ihram, let us go back to Madinatul Munawwara. Sahaba was upset. How did we give in to the kuffar? And nobody is carrying out the wish. Nobody is coming out from the ihram. Nabi Kareem Sassam goes in his tent. He tells to Umm Salma, I told the Sahaba to come out from the ihram and nobody is doing that. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala advised, gave this opinion to Nabi Kareem Sassam, O Prophet of Allah, why don't you remove your hair? She knew the attitude, the conduct, and how the Sahaba would respond. And according to that, she gave that opinion and she said that you remove your hair, shave your hair, come out from ihram, the Sahaba will follow likewise. And exactly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed hair, what the Sahaba were refusing to do earlier on when they saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing that, they also followed suit. This shows that beautiful, intelligent advice of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala that became a solution for a great predicament of the time. One of the adabs and etiquette of marriage, we understand that the wife sometimes observes the issues of the husband quite closely, and if need arises, give advice, give in mashwara, and make things easy for the husband. One of the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away in the 59th year of Hijrah and at the ripe old age of 84. She passed away at the age of 84 and she's buried in Jannatul Baqi. The janada salah Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was performed by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another amazing wife, great wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha was the paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her mother was Umayma bint Abdul Muttalib. And that means that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's sister Umayma. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Zainab. He married his cousin's sister. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was first married to Hazrat Zaid ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was what we know as the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The marriage did not work out. Very often Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of marriage related problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keep on giving him advice. Tolerate, overlook, make the marriage work out, until a time came when the marriage broke up. Now Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is going to get married to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concealed it. He didn't tell the people. First, because Zaid was the stepson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to the custom of the time, the stepfather would not get married to the wife of the stepson. It was regarded to be an aib. It was regarded to be a defect in that particular environment. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he's going to get married to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concealed it. But even this, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala exposed it. That Allah tells in the Quran Kareem that وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ. What Allah told you, you're concealing that. So what was in his heart, he tried to conceal even that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala exposed and told to the Ummah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a formal proposal for Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. She responded, I'm going to make istikhara. It was not long thereafter that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent down wahi and revelation. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. When Zayd finished up with Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, marriage completely ended and terminated, iddat, everything finished off, Allah says that we performed your nikah with her. We performed your nikah with her, with Zainab, and that refers to the nikah that took place in the heavens, took in the sky. It took place in the skies. That is when this verse was revealed, Nabi Kareem Sahasab went into the house of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha without taking permission, because he's going to his wife. Nabi Kareem Sahasab come to Zainab and asked her, what's your name? He said, my name is Barra. Her name was Barra. Barra actually means somebody that's pure, clean, so forth. So Nabi Kareem Sahasab changed the name and said that no, your name would be Zainab. Nabi Kareem Sahasab performed the walima, and because the nikah took place in the heavens, Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that all the other walimahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were simple and straightforward. Whatever was available at that time, Nabi sallallahu did not go out of his way to conduct a walima. But in the case of this particular walima, the walima with Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, because the nikah took place in the heavens, Allah performed the nikah. Nabi sallallahu went out of his way and made a little extraordinary walima for Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Kanat Zainab binte Jahash tusamini fil manzila inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was that wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with whom I should compete or she should compete with me in getting closer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a feminine nature, especially in a polygamous marriage, one wife would want to compete with the other wife. So Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was among those women with whom I used to compete in getting closer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But imagine, a comment is coming from a co-wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Zainab used to compete with her, she used to compete with Zainab, but Hazrat Aisha mentions this about Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. She says, in spite of the competition we used to have, obviously Hazrat Aisha must have watched Zainab very, very closely. She says, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ إِمْرَاتًا قَدْتُ خَيْرًا فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ زَيْنَبْ وَأَتْقَى لِلَّهِ وَأَسْتَقُ حَدِيثًا وَأَوْسَلُ لِلرَّحِيمِ وَأَعْزَمُ صَدَقَةً. Comment coming from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, a woman who used to compete with Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. She watched Zainab so closely and she says that I haven't seen any woman who is better in her deen than Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. I haven't seen any woman having more taqwa for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. I haven't seen any woman more truthful in her speech than Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. I haven't seen any woman maintaining more family ties than Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I haven't seen any woman giving greater amount of sadaqah, more charitable than Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. What great qualities in the Mubarak wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know the famous incident that took place when there was a false accusation made against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know it, the incident of Ifk, concerning which Almighty Allah Tabaraka revealed verses in the Quran Kareem expounding on the chastity and the purity of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now before that, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired from some Sahaba what their thought was about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. One woman, Zainab bint Jahash's sister, Fatima bint Jahash, or Hamana bint Jahash, she was involved in this accusation. She innocently got caught up in this entire trap. Innocently caught up in this entire trap, the trap of the Munafiqeen. Now Zainab bint Jahash is a sister. The sister, Hamana, is also involved in making an accusation against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and you would expect a sister would support a sister. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and asked Zainab bint Jahash, what's your thought about Aisha? What do you think about her? The fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Zainab radiallahu ta'ala shows how much of trust Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in Zainab. On such a sensitive issue, you would consult only with very selected people. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when asked Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, she gave an amazing reply. She told, Ahmi sam'i wa basari. Ahmi sam'i wa basari. Imagine the sister is involved on one side, but here, and she's talking about a woman with whom she's competing. And she says, O Prophet of Allah, I want to preserve my ears and my eyes. And then she says, Wallah ma alimtu alayha illa khayra. She says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about Aisha, by Allah, I don't know anything about Aisha but khair and good. I only have a good opinion about her. Later when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala heard what Zainab mentioned about her, this comment, she appreciated and said, Asamaha Allah bil wara'. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala only protected Zainab through her wara' and her taqwa and her Allah consciousness. In fact, one outstanding quality of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was, she was very, very charitable. And it is stated about her that kanat sana'an tasaddaqa lil masakin. She used to do work. One is that somebody got extra money and you give sadaqah. And one is that to do some work, some hard labor and earn money with the intention of giving sadaqah. That was what Zainab radiallahu ta'ala used to do. Not that what she had, she would just give in sadaqah. She would actually go out of her way, do some work. It is stated that she used to take skin, tan skin, sell the thing, get the money and give it over to a sadaqah, to a fuqara and to the poor people. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to his wife, that wife who's got the longest hand would meet me first after my demise. Now, it probably was the wish of every wife to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. So wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they started measuring their hands against each other. Whose hand is longer, so that they would have the privilege and honor to pass away first and be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only to realize that the person to have passed away first was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she relatively was shorter than the other wives. And then they realized the meaning of this hadith is that having a long hand doesn't refer to having a physically longer hand. It refers to long hand in sadaqah, long hand in charity. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, before she passed away, she prepared her own kafan. She passed away at the time of Umar ibn Khattab, and she did mention that when I pass away, I would expect Umar would send me a kafan. So she prepared her own kafan. But he says that when Umar sends a kafan for me, then bury me in the kafan that Umar sent for me. And it happened so that Umar radiallahu ta'ala sent five pieces of cloth, and according to wish of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, she was shrouded in the kafan sent by Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and she said that this kafan which I prepared, if it's extra, give it over as sadqa to my sister Hamana bint Jahash. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala passed away in the 20th year after Hijrah, and at that time there are two opinions whether she was 50 years of age or whether she was 53 years of age. These are the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can see the type of lives they have lived. pure, chaste lives, and they were the perfect match made by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah increased in our hearts the love for the Ahl Bayt and the wives of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah reward them on our behalf, and Allah make us this proper spiritual children of our mothers. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.